101.3 WIBD, AM 1470, Chicago. And what kind of man would I be? Well, I would be the kind of man who is having a community conversation with Larry Millard from the Washington County Master Gardeners. Good morning, Larry.
Well, good morning, Rick.
We've got a little chillier out there this morning.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. But we're still okay. Things are still growing and popping, as we were just talking about. The peppers are still rocking and rolling. We'll talk a little bit about how to extend that and how to preserve that.
Sure.
This morning.
Sure. So let's talk first of all about Washington County Master Gardeners. Just remind people of what it is that that the group does.
Yeah. So this, a lot of times I read our mission, our vision, and that kind of thing. This morning I'm just going to talk about what my view of what we do and what that looks like. So we're a group of gardeners who are not necessarily the masters of gardening, but we are, you know, we have the information from the extension on how we can get those answers for you. So if you're having an issue with this or that, we can help you. If you need a little bit of education on how to grow, we can help you with that. We love to get children involved, get them started early so that we'll have plenty more gardeners and people will be eating a little bit more healthy from the ground.
Right.
When I say eating closer to the ground, I'm not talking about sitting on the floor and eating M&Ms. I'm talking about, you know, eating those things right fresh from the garden. And even not even your own garden, maybe the farmer's market, you can find so many really nice fresh veggies in that there to eat as well.
And we're starting to see a little, I would think, seasonal change at the farmer's market these days.
We are. There's still plenty. Now, this year, it's this time of the year, is kind of getting into the winter-type vegetables. The squashes will be much more available. The traditional summer vegetables would be a little bit less, so you'll see a little fewer tomatoes and such. But it's kind of neat to really watch that progression of the farmer's market, where those first early cold mornings, Saturday mornings out there where there's not much happening, and then you've got some plants that you can buy to set out, and then as the season progresses along, dried flowers towards the end, there's just it's really a cool progression. It kind of shows the whole growing season of Wisconsin, which, by the way, is a bit short.
Right. Comparatively.
But we can extend it.
Right. And you got some ideas on how to do that.
I do. So, again, it comes down to the planning. So when you're planning your garden, you'll think about that time of year when you want to protect your vegetables from Mother Nature's cold mornings, the frost that we'll be getting. You can cover them with what we call floating row covers. So it's a piece of material that you kind of set over the flowers or the vegetables or whatever you're trying to protect, and it will just keep that frost a couple of inches away from them. Warmth of the day starts up mid-morning, you can take them away and they can survive the rest of the day. You can also, one thing I do is I grow in containers.
So right.
This way I can move those vegetables. If it's going to be a cold night, I can keep my select few that I'm trying to ripen yet. I can move them into the garage for that cold night. Bring them back out in the sunshine and the warmth of the day. That's the planning that you can do, either one of those two things. And then at some point, the harvest ends, and you harvest everything that you have out there.
Right. And then you plant some things that need some time to grow.
Yes, there are some things that you should be planting at this time of the year. Garlic would be one of them. You get your bulbs under the ground. Any type of bulb, be it a flower or a vegetable bulb, you can get into the ground now. And then it sort of settles in over the winter, freezes up, and gets ready for that spring punch. And then it comes on out, and you'll have that harvest in July, your July garlic. Now, Rick, I think you did plant some garlic.
We did garlic. I did garlic last year and saved some so that I have some to put back in the ground here when I get ready. I kind of got to wait for the tomatoes to finish and get out of the way.
Sure.
But yeah, I saved some, and boy, it was good. Using my own was, what did I make the other? Oh, I made goulash last weekend with my own garlic well as the Cajun peppers and tomatoes from out of the garden.
So satisfying to use your own stuff.
It was.
And now you are moving into the next step, right? You're saving your garlic for next year. You're saving seeds from your Cajun bell for next year. and planting those from seed. It's a whole sustainable thing. Once you catch that bug, Rick, you're gonna be a master gardener.
So, well, we'll see. We'll see. But we'll get. It's time to start getting that around, I guess we should say. And then, what about there are people who've got a lot of stuff that's still coming out of the gardens now that they need to do something with.
Right. You get sort of that multitude of tomatoes, and what do I do with all of those? Preserve. You can preserve your harvest in many, many different ways. We can start with freezing. You can freeze just about anything. Now, it may not come back in its freshest form, but it certainly would come back in a usable form. You with your Cajun bells, if you have an excess of those and you think they're going to start to wilt down or something, you can freeze those. So you can pull them out, make a goulash out of it, make a jambalaya out of it, and you won't notice the difference.
Right.
If you're going to take a bite out of that pepper and enjoy it crisp and fresh, that's different. But you certainly can use it down the road in a frozen state. The other one would be to dry them or dehydrate them. And you can do that in several different ways. You don't have to buy an expensive dehydrator to do it. You can do it in your oven. Low temperature, just dehydrate and get all of the moisture out, and then it'll be a crispy little thing, and you can actually snack on those little crispy critters.
Oh, sure.
One really nice recipe for preserving in the oven is a oven-dried tomato. You've had sun-dried tomatoes before, right?
Sure.
Well, this is a similar thing. You just do it in your oven. Take a Roma tomato, slice it up a little bit, put it on a tray, salt and pepper, 200 degrees for maybe 3 or 4 hours, dehydrate that, and that is the tastiest little morsel. Then you can put those in a freezer.
Okay.
And take them out for a snack. Throw them in your lunchbox.
Sure. Yeah, because tomatoes don't freeze very well.
No, not for use forward.
No.
Just the act of freezing anything and thawing, when it thaws, the moisture escapes. And so that kind of ruins a lot of things after freezing.
Right, right.
But if there's no moisture in it, as you've already dehydrated it, then you can freeze them, and then they'll just last a really long time and
sure.
Nice for snacking.
Sure. Well, Larry, let's mention where people can go if they need to find out information, if they've got questions. What should they do?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is going to be to head to our Facebook page. We have two Washington County Master Gardeners, Vicki and Connie, who take care of that Facebook page. And they update that information almost on a daily basis. So you'll find recommendations there. You'll find the other ways to get a hold of us, the phone numbers, the email addresses, and all of that you'll find there. So you can get a hold of the plant health advisor through there, where if you have a question about a disease or something that's happening to your plant, a lot of questions this time of year is the blight that's coming on the tomatoes. You'll notice your leaves are getting a little orange and a little brown and a little yellow. And so that's normal, but a different plant might be doing it. So you can check with the plant health advisor on that.
Sure, sure.
Got a couple of upcoming meetings. You'll see notices there as well. They're doing our meetings via Zoom, but we have some fantastic speakers that are coming up. And then in November, we'll have our regular team meeting where we'll elect officers and we'll do things like that and get ready for the next year.
Okay. And again, you just mentioned some of the projects that Master Gardeners get involved in.
Oh, and finally, this year we were able to do more than we had, unfortunately, a pandemic last year. So Washington County Fair is probably our biggest and most popular and where we reach out to the most people. So we set up a booth there at the fair. And we are there for the entire duration of the fair. People stop and ask questions. We have beautiful gardens for them to see, vegetables growing, flowers growing, all of that. Next year, I believe we will be back at the farmer's market. We missed a year this year due to a couple of different things and COVID and whatever else. But we'll be back with the farmer's market.
That one.
Next year, that one. The farmer's market. That's another great one where we touch a lot of people and create a lot of interest. And a lot of kids. I love that because the kids are coming in because we're doing things that they love and they want to see. And then there will be others. We do some community gardens, three community gardens, two here in West Bend, one in Slinger. And we take care of those. And then we donate the produce that we produce there to the local senior day centers.
Sure.
And they love it. Smiles all around when the produce comes in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because, there's really not a whole lot better in Wisconsin than something fresh out of the garden, right?
Oh, Yes, it's simply amazing. And I can think back to when I started, quite like you. You know, I just getting started, and I had a couple of plants here or there. Now it's a jungle out there, and it's in Wisconsin.
And right.
And, you know, when I talk with people that are south and their growing season's a lot longer, they wonder how we do it. But we get it done.
We get it done. Indeed. Indeed. And again, you know, the importance of getting the kids involved.
Every day, tomorrow morning, my grandson will be over. We'll go out for a harvest. He'll grab the basket, and he says, "Let's go, Pappy." And he picks the red ones, and if they're if they're too tall for him, I got to go get them. But he's going to be a gardener, I guarantee it.
There we go. All right. Give them the location for the webpage once again, if you would, please. Sir.
Yeah, so the Facebook page is going to be the Washington County Master Gardeners .com is our email address, and then the Facebook page of the same name.
All right. Sounds good. And I guess we'll probably see you in a month, and we'll talk about getting the garden ready for winter,
it's
I guess.
It's
going to
be
huh?
Take it down and finalize those cover crops and what you're doing with the grass and the leaves. All the leaves are coming. I can't wait. The leaves are coming.
Yeah.
One of the best things for the garden when those things start dropping and you're chopping them up and you're throwing them in there.
There we go. All right. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
It's great to be here.
Larry Millard from Washington County Master Gardeners.